In an era where it is easy to despair over the state of the environment, the church may be our best hope yet. For some time, economics has been the baseline motivation behind much environmental protection. We're usually willing to go green, provided we save money, or at the very least, break even. If not, then forget about it. The problem is that this only gets us so far, and often not far enough. Well, what next then? We need a new motivation to move us past the economics. This new motivation is morality. Morals compel us to take care of the environment because it is the right thing to do. This does not mean we ignore the economics, but it does mean protecting the environment may entail making sacrifices. So where do we get our morals? One obvious place is from our faith. This is what led Karl Popp to say of his generation, "We acted as if we could save life on earth without the same institutions through which we save ourselves." For many around the world, this institution is the church. And it was Jesus himself who taught that you cannot serve both God and mammon. According to the church, then, God must be the ultimate decision-making factor, not personal gain nor financial profit. And God calls us to love our neighbors and care for his creation.